Nolte, Disney under FCC investigation for racist and sexist hiring practices. By John Nolte on May 29, 2026. The Disney grooming syndicate is angry over the FCC initiating an early license renewal for Disney-owned ABC. Disney-owned ABC formally asked the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, to renew licenses for its 8 broadcast TV stations on Thursday, but not without chastising Chair Brendan Carr for infringing the Constitution, reports the disgraced far-left Politico. The order is inconsistent with a legitimate exercise of investigative authority and is plainly incompatible with the First Amendment, one of 8 Disney-owned TV stations complained. Worse, the order opens the door to an assault on the station's license, while the commission searches for a legal pretext to achieve its desired goal. This effort to suppress speech under the guise of bureaucratic process must not prevail. The order refers to the FCC initiating the early license renewal. Yeah, about that. FCC Chair Brendan Carr immediately responded in an ex post, making it clear that the early renewal is not for no reason, but due to a year-long investigation into Disney's alleged racist and sexist employment practices. The FCC has been investigating Disney for over a year now after reports surfaced alleging that it had been discriminating against people based on race, gender, or other protected characteristics in violation of federal non-discrimination laws, Carr wrote. He added that the allegations include concerns about Disney hiring, promoting, compensating, and providing or denying workplace opportunities based on protected characteristics. Carr explained that Disney's responses to the agency's investigation had been disingenuous, deficient, and improper. Okay, it's all alleged at this point, nothing's conclusive, but, come on. We've all watched in horror as Disney devolved into a proud member of the woke Gestapo. Therefore, does anyone doubt that Disney promotes and hires shrieking purple-haired, super-pierced, non-binary transsexuals in a throuple over normal people? Let's not beat around the bush here. In a very short period of time, Disney went from one of the most beloved brands on the planet, a brand every decent parent trusted and appreciated, to a demonic grooming syndicate desperate to poison the innocence of children with a relentless queering crusade behind the backs of parents. This went so far as to demand that gay porn be part of the elementary school curriculum in Florida, to pander to shrieking purple-haired, super-pierced, non-binary transsexuals and throuples everywhere. Disney destroyed Star Wars, Marvel, and Pixar, 3 of the greatest brands in history. And now we're supposed to believe this profane, toxic, and grotesque mentality in no way affected hirings, firings, promotions, and demotions? What am I, a retard? If you put arrogant, entitled, intolerant inmates in charge of the asylum, who will they hire? More inmates, of course. Yeah, this is all alleged. This is just my informed, common sense, pretty much always right about these things opinion.